Penguin Audio presents Be With Me by Maya Banks, read by Adam Paul. Chapter 1. Regina pulled her police cruiser to a halt outside the dilapidated old farmhouse and radioed her 20. The house was draped in darkness despite someone reporting lights in the abandoned place. Her gaze swept the area, but she detected no movement. She opened the door and stepped into the night. An uneasy sensation gripped her stomach, and not questioning her instincts, she requested backup. She stood in the open door, one hand resting on the top of the car, the other resting on the stock of her gun. Jeremy was just 5 minutes away and was already en route to her location. A high-pitched scream shattered the stillness. Regina grabbed her weapon and broke into a run. She stopped at the front door, gun held high, and pressed her ear to the wood, straining to hear what she could. Only the buzz of locusts and the cacophony of tree frogs echoed through the night. Gritting her teeth, she stepped back, gripped the stock in one hand, and threw open the door with her other. She swept the room with her pistol but saw no sign of the woman who had screamed. Her heart racing, she slid along the wall, her ears and eyes straining for noise, movement. She almost tripped over the body. Keeping her gaze up, she slowly knelt, reaching down with her left hand to feel for a pulse. The body was still warm, but there was no pulse. Her hand came away, sticky with blood. Son of a bitch. She had moved her hand to her radio to call it in when she sensed another presence. Before she could react, her head exploded in pain. Her gun went flying in one direction, and she sailed in the other. She landed in a heap several feet away, sucking air.